head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Bring on the
Stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, and it's Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Beat Exchange.
November 21st, 2022.
There we go, Josh is at the board, and we're sitting here. We're going to see James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And
There
you go. Glad to see you, James. And, you know, we... I explained why you weren't here last week, just said that you had a family emergency, and I do want to say that James is joining us tonight with, in spite of it, and I wanted James to talk about Oklahoma seems to be the best state in the United States of America with election integrity. And they even had a serious article written about them. And, James, you tell it.
Well, you know, back when digital voting or electronic voting was first being discussed, it became a real serious topic here in our state legislature all the way back in 1988. And one of the differences we have here in Oklahoma is we actually have a state election board, which makes our election systems identical all across the entire state. No county or district can come up with their own little thing to do. It's all done, you know, from the government, you know, the state government. So there's not, you know, it reduces the odds of shenanigans. But what we've got going on here is we've got voting machines, but we also have paper ballots that we fill out to facilitate an accurate recount if necessary. What happens is you mark the paper ballot by hand with a ballpoint pen. They always have ballpoint pens. You feed it into the voting machine. It optically scans the ballot. So you have an exact digital copy of your ballot. And this is what is used to electronically tabulate your vote. Now, what is the key to this entire thing is it's an unhackable system because we have our own dedicated network specifically for the voting when it's tabulated, you know, centrally in the Capitol. So there are no hackers. There's no way to get into this because it's not at all in any way connected to the internet. It's its own dedicated private, well, I guess it'd be government network. Another thing that they do is they take these paper ballots and they're transported by law enforcement. So there is a legal chain of custody. And, you know, I mean, deputies and police take these and transport them to a central facility where they are kept for 30 days in case of a recount under guard. And then afterwards, they are put into basically it's a giant safe. So those ballots will always be around for a recount if necessary.
Isn't that wild? Because there's one state.
And also, though, here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. We don't have Dominion machines. We have our own election voting software that was written in-house by Oklahoma citizens.
Wow.
And so, yeah, there's no foreign influence. It's entirely, but the thing is it will work anywhere. You know, obviously you'd have to change it for counties and districts and things like that. But the system that we use here can be used anywhere. And it's been called one of the most reliable, most accurate, most secure, most efficient, most cost-effective, and speediest voting system in the entire world.
Right. Well, we got to get our Louisiana Secretary of State to call your Secretary of State in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's a point of pride for us here in the Sooner State because Arizona's a debacle. I really think by the time it's done, Katie Hobbs is going to be in prison.
Oh, indeed, that's wonderful.
Well, the Maricopa County DA is, they've opened up a can of worms with all the irregularities. And they've been forced to open up an official investigation into it. They didn't do it the last time.
Right. It's a different.
So,
it's an assistant state attorney that's doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, what a mess.
Oh, no, it's bad. It's real bad. Like, it was so bad the night of the election, I couldn't even talk about it. I mean, this is, they announced the election in Arizona 2 weeks prior to the election.
Oh, yeah.
They announced the results with the vote count. And then you have Nevada, and we'll say Katie Hobbs had the over 200,000 fraudulent or illegal, suspicious or fraudulent ballots that were counted, over 200,000, and Biden only won the state by 9,000, see, allegedly.
Yeah.
And then we had Nevada, where the Secretary of State turned off the verification system for the entire state, where you could not match signatures with the ballots and the voter rolls. So she did that on purpose to throw it to Biden. And she was immediately, after the election, censored by the GOP. Excuse me. She was censored. But they didn't go any further than that. They should have asked for the same thing that they were trying to do in Georgia, and they
hold off
certification. But
that's the problem with the GOP right now. It's people like Mitch McConnell.
Well, Mitch McConnell really is the one that screwed up the what everybody was calling the red wave, because he held off financing. Like Masters in Arizona.
Oh, he literally switched it from Masters to Murkowski up in Alaska.
Yeah, it's sad.
And that's just, come on, that woman. No, it's quite clear what I mean. A rhino, Democrat in disguise. You want to know? You know what? You want to know why a rhino doesn't just run as a Democrat? Because they're a better liar than Democrats are, and they can sneak by these unwitting people by sounding like a patriot once every election cycle and fooling everybody into thinking that they actually, are a Republican. But then when they actually get there, then they start acting like a Democrat again, like McCain did and John Boehner and Paul Ryan and,
McConnell. Look what what they did in No, you're correct. I didn't mean to disrupt the chain of thought. So in Arizona, Mark Kelly is the one that astronaut. He's the one that filed a lawsuit to prevent an extended hours for when everything messed up with the machines, not printing up, being able to print up the ballots. And so you would think that he would allow, that he wouldn't stand in the way. But you see, that whole setup was to throw the votes, dump the votes from Republicans, because they were just still trying to vote, but it wasn't legible.
Wouldn't count them. Yeah.
And so he didn't want to extend it. And then they also said that after someone showed up to adjust one of the machines, that's when everything went haywire. So basically they were saying that somebody came in and messed up the machines any further. So we'll be back after this break and see you with Corey. And you're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans with Barbara Hoover and the Beat Exchange and James Nabels from All the Passes for America.
Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Louisiana's largest nonprofit healthcare system, inspiring healthier lives and stronger communities. Find out more at Ochsner.org.
Yeah, so you're back on with WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. So we got a little nippy weather down here, but it's nice. I mean, last week it was like 86 degrees, and then it went to 40. Like to kill us.
Wow.
I know it like to kill us because I was out without a coat. The last time I came in the house, I was sweating like 86 degrees. And then the next day when I leave, it's like, oh, it's a little chilly, but it's not too much. And then I was freezing. Yeah,
yeah, we got down to 20 degrees here night before last.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I was walking a dog. And No, it's like dogs are wearing sweaters down here. That's when you know it's cold. And but we were discussing before, in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, they are holding off certifying because the people took a detour. They didn't go straight to, like you talk about how the ballots are transferred by law enforcement. You know, this is a group of people that got together. Now, all decided, you know, through mental telepathy, not like premeditation, right? But they all went and disappeared with the ballots for 6 hours. So they don't want it. It's the lawsuit's already filed with and the complaint with the election board. So something might come of that, you know, because they had sent out over 200,000 mail-in ballots without people requesting them. So they were ahead of the game for Fetterman, Obama's endorsed candidate, Fetterman, that opened up his good evening, presentation with good night.
He's more like Uncle Festerman.
I tell you what, something's going on there. I mean, this is the thing. Everybody's like concerned about, you know, the next thing that Biden's going to do, say or do, or the next thing that, you know, word salad from whatever her name is. I try and put people out my mind. You know, camel toe.
Kamali.
Yeah, camel toe. And
camel hump, whatever you want to call it.
Right. But the deal is, they're illegitimate, period. They didn't follow proper procedures to certify anything from the states all the way to Pelosi. Now, while they're saying that they should go after Biden and impeach him, were you going to legitimize an illegitimate administration? You know, that's crazy. They should go after Pelosi. She's the one that did it.
As long as we've got the likes of McCarthy and McConnell running the GOP, they're never going to go after them.
Well, you know, they say that. You know, they said that McCarthy was handling some of that FTX money.
Yep, and used it against MAGA candidates.
Yeah, America First candidates.
Oh, what a horrible thing! You want to make America first and make America great again, so we have to try to stop them because they're terrorists.
Right.
Now that makes they're literally demonizing it. You know, they're literally demonizing it. And you know, and then they're very soon, if we don't stop the Democrats, they're going to outlaw Christianity as a mental condition.
Oh.
Because they're already saying that Amy Comey Barrett cannot possibly rule on some religious case because she is too involved with her religion in private.
Oh, really? Well, what about Ketanji Jackson, who can define what is a woman? Then she shouldn't be allowed to rule on any case involving women, which would be every case.
Right. Right. So, yeah, but no, that's what they're doing. They're trying to lay the groundwork to outlaw Christianity, or the only kind you can have is the woke Christianity, which isn't Christianity. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and people need that's what they're heading for.
There's some new stuff on Church Militant where they, bishops and the cardinals issued an abuse report. You know, I mean, why aren't these people in jail?
Let's find out about the report by the police report.
right, exactly. You know, it's crazy. But,
I mean, go ahead. You know, really, if any of us did any of the things that these, and I'm not saying all Catholic priests are child molesters, okay? But everybody knows that some of them are, okay? Everybody knows that there's been enough people that have been caught and enough that have come forward and whatnot like that. And the question that I'm sure everybody is asking is, why aren't they going to prison?
Right.
Because if it was me, if it was you, if it's anybody who was listening, right. We're going to jail.
Right. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, look, I got the only thing I need to apologize for is sometimes we laugh at things that are pretty serious, but we're really making a mockery out of it. You know, it's like, because all these things are unbelievable. You either act right or you don't. You're in government. You're telling us what to do. No. No, I cannot get over when they had people who were suffering during when they first started the lockdowns, having to close their restaurants, grocery stores had limited things, and it was freaky, really freaky. And then these mom and pop restaurants that were family run with a few, you know, people, three or four people. Well, when they started giving the money out for unemployment, you know, people had four or five employees helping them run the show, you know, in a small place that was busy all the time. Why would they want to come to work if they're getting $500 a week? You know?
Well, why is it Walmart and the big corporate stores were allowed to stay completely open, but yet right. The mom and pop stores had to shut down.
Right. Because if they didn't have 10 or more employees, they couldn't get a loan, you know, to keep their business open. So they folded. A lot of those places folded. Even the bigger restaurants, the traditional restaurants. You know, so it was really sad, but that at the same time, instead of working that out, the House Speaker gets exposed for getting a hair done, but they ignored what she was in California for, which was to celebrate the passing of laws to benefit pedophiles that they didn't have to register as sex offenders. So that's what she was really in California for, to celebrate with nephew Newsom. Now, nothing has ever come up about what about the two money transfers of total $1 billion, two money transfers to purchase masks from communist China. And this was on the first run of what Pelosi gave to everybody. They got billions in California. But $1 billion happened to go to communist China, where he didn't go through the proper procedures for such a purchase, which would have to go through state legislature. Then it gets swept under the rug. So in the background, you're listening to JT Wild, where we go one, we go all. Check into his catalog that's on YouTube. And he plays gigs. So we're going to be back in a little bit with James Neighbors and our friend Corey Godchild from Eugenics.
We go on, I won't push you down. You won't let me fall. One day for sure we will stand tall. Where we go on, we go on.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. State police has released the name of the man who witnesses say attacked a DOTD worker with a knife, killing him on Interstate 10 yesterday, before West Baton Rouge Sheriff Deputy shot and killed the suspect. He's been identified as 31-year-old Ruben Ernesto Dorado of Miami, Florida. State Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson is mourning the death of 66-year-old Daryl Guillory of Youngsville.
It's just tragic. My heart breaks for his family and also for all of his peers who share in that public service mission.
Guillory was a DOTD Motorist Assistance Patrol worker. Gas prices are falling as we get closer to the Thanksgiving holiday. According to GasBuddy.com petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan, the price at the pump is down 11 cents in the last week to $3.09 a gallon statewide for regular gasoline.
Well, the price of oil has given up a lot of ground in the last week and a half, really the last few weeks, falling to $80 a barrel.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Tis the season to play holiday scratch-offs from the lottery. Pick up Gnome for the holidays. Play all four scenes. Win up to $500. Get in the holiday spirit with Cheery and Bright. Top prize, $12,000. Love crosswords? Play Crossword Gold. Win up to $30,000. Decorate your tree with Deck the Halls. Win up to $100,000. It's beginning to look a lot like winning with the holiday scratch-offs from the lottery. Play our lucky numbers with 7-11-21. Win up to $2,100. Winnings with a twist. Play the new Fruit Twist Scratch-Offs. Win up to $12,000. Twist and count your winnings today. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen.
We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of Beat Exchange. Got Josh on the board, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, and we have Corey Gotcher in the studio with us from Eugenics. She's going to tip us off about Thanksgiving.
Well, good evening. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to share maybe some holiday eating tips for everyone, really, not just people who have high blood sugar or low blood sugar, to keep an eye on things. So we all make it out this holiday season. here are 10 tips that I recommend to enjoy our holidays while keeping our healthy eating habits under control, is to go into this season with that in mind so we aren't overwhelming ourselves with all the delicious cookies and cakes and grandma's oyster stuffing. And of course, don't skip meals.
Right.
Of the season of eating, we should at least make sure we're eating all of them.
Right, definitely.
And then when we do partake in all these meals, let's also think about alternatives that are lower carb, lower sugar. Switch out some carbs. Sweet potato is a very nutritionally packed carb to incorporate into our meals. And then plan your plate. We're all excited to head up to the buffet and throw our turkey and mashed potatoes on our plate and stack it up. But let's think about things. And, you know, it's okay to go up for a few plates, but don't throw it all up at once. Let's portion them out a little bit better. And instead of trying to pile it all up at once, it's going to be there. And don't forget that what we drink also counts towards our calorie count, carbs, sugar intake, all of that. Lots of wine, eggnog, sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
It all adds up. Play it safe. Get some soda water. Put some lemon lime in it.
Little things.
Yeah, you might be able to eat a couple of more bites of cake because you're not drinking all that extra. And no, with that said, eat dessert mindfully. Enjoy your bites that you're eating. Think about what you're eating and, you know, enjoy
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
That's nice, Corey.
And most importantly, let's not forget about what this holiday season is about, which is enjoying the people around us. So.
Yeah, very nice. And then, you know, for the relatives that are twisted, if you ever get to see them around the table, you know, I'd serve them a little muriatic acid with their...
Were there just the other characters in
there? Oh, yeah, right. No, we had to throw that in. But anyway, Corey runs her underwriting on WGSO about the healthy living footwear. So say a little bit about that, Corey.
Well, I bring orthotics and orthopedic shoes to the community, and not only do I have this footwear, but I get to bring it to you. So a lot of people don't even know that this service exists. I do go and do house visits or office visits for a lot of people who aren't able to make it to the doctor for whatever reason. It makes things a lot easier, and also it goes through your insurance plan, so it's low to no cost. A lot of the times, it is no cost at all. It goes through Medicare or private insurance plans.
And for wellness.
Yes.
Right, a lot of insurance companies now are realizing, you know, that's why they're giving the memberships to gyms and stuff like that, you know, because it's a little too dangerous to be on the street walking, you know. I mean, there's coyotes out in Araby again. Does anybody have any wolf urine? Because they say that runs them off. Send it to the station. No, better yet, send it to the sheriff's office down in St. Bernard. What? No. Excuse us. But anyway, James, no, we got coyote problems again right there. So, I know. It's like, well, California with the mountain lions.
Yeah, what we do in Oklahoma for coyotes, you can't do there. So
I know. But look, we set it up. We set it up with a taxidermist, and we're going to use an air pellet gun. Well, we can't say gun. Air pellet tool to knock it out, and then a taxidermist is going to come pick it up, and they're going to be on 24-hour service. And they got to come fast. They know that. But they planned that with us when I started complaining about all the coyotes. And so they have animals by taxidermy in their place, oddities, on Charter Street in the quarter. They're nice people. They have some very interesting things there, you know. So
the easiest way to bait coyotes is to put a female dog in heat in a cage and put her outside. They will try, it'll be like bees to, or bears to honey on the darn thing.
Yeah, but we need to take care of it ourselves, because when we called the parish president, this was like last year, because, I mean, you know, you walk out your house and the coyotes have gotten a German Shepherd, and we don't know anybody in our neighborhood had a German Shepherd. And, you know, different things like that, we need to, you know, beware, and we have to watch. I mean, it's just unnecessary. You know, it's like one time we had problems with that red ants or something.
Fleas, when they poured all that sand.
Oh, the sand. Talking to the mic. Yeah.
We had the giant flea epidemic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When they came to fix our drainage issue, which that's still up for debate, they poured all the sand. They must have got from the river.
Got low grade. Mm-hmm. No, they came with low grade sand. That's
and everybody got infested with fleas.
Yeah.
No good grade.
Yeah. So now that, and then the hummingbirds. You know, it's not the weather for the hummingbirds, but they were around today. You know, and it's like, oh my God. You know, I wanted to get my hummingbird little feeder up, you know, but they came and cut the branches. And I told them, leave those branches right there, because I'm going to put the bird feed up there. It's going to be winter. Yeah, but well, we get 86 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. We are coming up on Thanksgiving.
Right.
I'm happy for that. You know, we did manage to make it through the year, even though that the dinner is going to cost you about 30% more than last year. So really, really follow the earlier advice. Savor every bite, because it's worth more, literally, than it was last year. So more blood, sweat, and tears went into this year's meal. So,
well, not only that.
Yeah.
We have to appreciate who we're with now, because with the past pandemic, with the way things are going, we don't know if they're going to be there at the next one.
Exactly.
Well, that's true. And, you know, little fun trivia about the original, the first Thanksgiving. Now, most people know the basics of the story where the pilgrims were going hungry and the Indians showed up, the local tribe showed up with a bunch of food, and they had a big happy feast, and they kept them from starving through the winter, and then taught them how to farm the next year in the local, you know, in the local terrain, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, they went on to have a successful colonization, as we all know, because, well, we're here, you know.
Right.
But what they don't tell you often is that the reason that they were starving by the time winter came around is the decision by the colonists when the before they arrived is they would run things as a commune, and nobody was paid any wages. All of their labor went toward the colony. So if you worked, no matter how hard you worked, you didn't get anything more than anybody who did next to nothing.
Right.
So as you might imagine, it turned into everybody doing next to nothing and no food
right.
got grown.
Right. We got to take a break. That's a good story. We got to take a break. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. Be right back.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, la, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, la, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
I love The Cure, and I love The Morphine. Well, I love the band Morphine. They're not called The Morphine. I just said that so y'all wouldn't think I was on Morphine. But anyway.
Yeah, Barbara, I just thought that story was funny, and it's got to be ironic, because the most hardcore right-wing Christian, the people that ever lived on this continent,
right,
tried communism, and even they couldn't make it work.
Right, exactly. See, this is what we have a choice now. America First agenda, and it doesn't matter. All Trump was picking up was what happened the things that happened in the past that were good for the country. So he called it the American, he strung it together, called it America First Agenda. So we either have that or we have American Marxism. And Mark Levin has a book on that. You can read that if you want to study up. But it's either communism or America First Agenda. Now, the whole big issue with what was on Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, it's all the deals that Hunter, that Hunter Biden and was doing for his father and Barack Obama and President Obama. So that's why it was covered up, because we still got to pass him off as the first black president that's a Christian when he is a rabid, radical Muslim with dark skin. And so not until people understand the different things that have been going on and remember what they're about, not let it be something that disappears because nobody latches onto it and starts talking about it. Hey, Josh, tell us about last week. You just got that alert on your phone about the lady working in two different jobs, two different states. You tell a story. Watch this, James.
Maybe James heard about this from the land of opportunity here. We had our local transportation company, the RTA, had our communications manager making $200,000 a year, while also secretly working at the equivalent of the same company in Tampa.
Oh, the same company.
Well, it's the same kind of position.
Same
for like for the your same public transit.
Yeah, but was it the same company?
No, here it's the RTA. Okay. It's another one. Right. But it's being the communications director for public transit in that city. And she's
I guess when you're making that much money, you can afford to fly back and forth a lot, huh?
Yeah, altogether it was $300,000 a year that she would have been making.
Yeah.
But how hard is the job?
Right, if she can pull that up.
If you can do a whole job secretly. Now, I'm sure in the era of working from home, you could just keep taking jobs. And when you're remote, just schedule your day out that you have meetings with your different jobs all around the country.
Very good, Josh. No one knows that's good insight.
That's not a bad idea.
No, that's good.
Well, something violated. Well, something because, she got caught.
Somebody else was doing that in Cantrell's administration. The guy that was able to snake.
Yeah, we have a lot of that here. People are at work at one side of the city when they're really over at the other side of the city. Building inspectors, police. Yeah.
You know, the message I get from the whole fiasco, though, besides that, she's a grifting thief, is that neither of those positions are apparently necessary, because when you can fake doing two of them and nothing implodes, you don't need that position at all.
Right. Very good insight.
And I would challenge anyone to have a complaint and contact the RTA and see what complicated process it would take to get up the chain.
Well, you see, that's why they wanted to have the feds, the city take over the transit system here in New Orleans, because then it's all federal money.
You know what?
It goes straight to the city. It doesn't go to the RTA. The city now runs the bus system.
We need ordinary citizen carpetbaggers to just roll in and take over,
I've been trying. I'm just saying. I'm going to put my name out there. I won't stop at shoes, okay?
No.
Well, the woman in question here she's on paid leave.
Right, paid leave.
From one of the shows.
Well, that's not, man.
We could ever be so lucky.
Right. Paid leave. I mean, we got to keep this going. We got to find out. Who's the one that put on paid leave, and who's the one that's just letting to work?
I was just grateful to get a government job for the 10 years I had one, because the benefits are pretty good. But, I was only making less than 40. I was barely getting a little under $40,000 a year.
That was horrible.
I thought I was doing all right, because Oklahoma's pretty cheap to live. But $300,000, paid leave to not even do one of these jobs you weren't doing anyway? I mean, that doesn't get much better than that.
Isn't most government jobs? Like, most of the time, like, your whole year is pretty much showing your budget of how you did spend what they gave you, and you might need a little bit more next year.
DeSantis brought up about Charlie Crist working in D.C. only 14 days and making over $100,000, only showing up in D.C.
On the same topic, look how many people have been laid off from Twitter. And from what I can tell, it's still running fine.
Right, exactly. very good.
What government job do I got to get where they can build me a castle with a moat? Because, you know, it sounds like there's got to be one available somewhere. You can get anything else from them, right?
Right. Oh, I want to correct. It was in Arizona where the engineer showed up. It was in the It was Scottsdale, Arizona, and that's where the technician arrived. And after that, everything went haywire. Scottsdale, Arizona, and then you could read about that on. Let's see, because we're all encouraged to give our. Where we read that, citizenfreepress.com. Very suspicious activity in Scottsdale. Poll watcher recounts what happened. And
well,
so you
it's
can
enough
read that,
that,
for
that the DA's opened up an investigation. So it's not like a rumor. This is not a conspiracy theory for anybody that's thinking that. Now, there's a legitimate investigation going on. And, first off, just for anybody, and go look it up if you don't believe me, but Hobbs actually violated a state law by running for an office and being in charge of accounting.
Right.
There's a specific state law that she just straight up violated. So to me, it seems like that would invalidate her candidacy, and the Democrats should have picked somebody, or she should have resigned from that position. And in a nation where our politicians had any amount of integrity, they would have resigned that position.
Right.
But here we are.
Right. And then Josh Bernstein comes on Jeff Correa's show. He wrote an article. He contributed to an article being published in the Gateway Pundit about how to annul the Arizona election. They actually have a method for that. And so you could go on Rumble and read some of that. And rumble.com, and it's a video, you'll see. And then the Gateway Pundit. Also Citizen Free Press.
I think that I have another runoff election with Lake and whoever that third-party candidate was, since he obviously didn't cheat, but he got no votes.
Right. And they have
two that didn't cheat and let them run against each other.
Right, right. So we'll see y'all same time next week. Thank you, Corey, for coming in. We're going to hear more from Corey.
Thank you for having me in this holiday season also. And continuing, don't forget to keep up with your blood sugar.
Right.
We get lost in the festivities.
Right.
I wanted to mention that earlier.
Right. No, that's perfect.
Keep an eye on it.
Thank you,
no
Josh.
No carbicide.
Right. Right. Good, James. James Neighbors overpasses for America. And Barbara Hoover. You can get in touch with me at Barbara at WGSO, BARBARA@WGSO.com.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in-service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at Sir Speedy.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.